being a place with tens of millions of audio items, the Internet Archive is a cornucopia of sound, music, and performance. And due to a very specific need that I have discovered one cache of shows that I've been enjoying for some time now, and maybe, for some of you, it'll be an enjoyable revelation. The show is named Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Eric Vitello, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. For various reasons, the number one media type on the Internet Archive is audio, and that's great because everything in the system is designed to handle audio nearly perfectly, giving us WAV files, FLAC files, even OGG and M4A gets turned into an easily streamed version that everyone can enjoy. Some of these have been created automatically, while others have been generated by folks like myself in the collections team. Going through the incoming section of the archive in open source audio, I find all sorts of live concert performances, recorded radio shows, presentations, advertisements, field recordings, and even birdsong. People know how to use the system, and they've done it beautifully. One of the main collections is called Old Time Radio, and I had the opportunity recently to go through it, give it a good cleaning up, less a renovation and more of a polishing, changing descriptions, moving items around and making sub-collections, and just generally trying to make it a little more navigable. And under the Old Time Radio section are thousands of shows going back up to 90 years in the past, recorded onto records or early tape, and presented by countless scores of anonymous contributors who have done audio processing to make these old shows sound as beautiful as if recorded just last week. And in one of those compilations is Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. I'll talk a little bit about a problem I've had since I was in my 30s. I have a lot of trouble going to sleep. Something about how I perceive the world, how I feel about myself, makes it very hard to become entirely still and await falling asleep. I unfortunately, for various periods of time, need to have something playing to be able to properly relax. Some years I don't need it at all. Other years, I can't imagine not having something playing in my ear for me to fall asleep to. And what I have found the most enjoyable are radio dramas and audiobooks, especially of books and stories that I know well. And Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, is one of these radio dramas. Its premise is simplicity itself. Johnny Dollar is an insurance investigator. He is hired by insurance companies for various jobs, ranging from gathering information to tracking down crime to verifying that something actually happened and resulted in an insurance payout. But the main character expresses his adventures in the form of an expense report, listing the whole adventure as a series of itemized expenses and then listing notes next to them. From there, we jump into various scenes before returning back to the list and then closing it off with a comment. This formula works. It worked so well that there were various Johnny Dollars. Everybody's got their opinions of which one was the best, but among the four, they were all regarded very highly. Each one brought something different to the character. Think of a Doctor Who situation, where the character is a coat worn by various people who each take it in their own direction. Sometimes Johnny Dollar is a noir detective, other times a romantic, a cynical but in some ways hopeful investigator trying to get to the bottom of a mystery. Throughout the late 40s and early 50s, the format changed. Sometimes the episodes were 30 minutes long, start to finish. Other times it was playing from Monday to Friday, every night, for about 15 minutes, telling an epic story with the characters that you would have to tune into each and every night. I won't bias you with which one is my favorite. I think you would find each one of them interesting in their character and what they bring to the microphone. And the experience of old-time radio, the true professional golden age radio, is itself an exquisite experience, far beyond just a term thrown out when you're talking about old media. I'm honestly not sure if somebody listening to this has only heard podcasts or has listened to the true old radio programs with their expressions of sound effects and space and echoing and character voices perfectly tuned for the medium. But I have to say to you, you are fundamentally missing out if you don't experience this building block of mass media. Great performers in that medium are inspiring. You feel like you're there, like you've traveled from London to Boston and back again, that characters get into a car and discuss what they want to do at the destination, only to be attacked and have the car crash. You feel swept up into these stories. Johnny Dollar is wisecracking, but also wise. The characters that come in and out of Johnny's life come from every sort of background and are performed exquisitely in a way that doesn't even feel like you're listening to something coming off the page. There's overlapping dialogue everywhere, reflecting how fast they recorded these, and how, in a way we can barely understand now, they were 100% recorded live, with a band in another room mixed in between different scenes, as well as at the end, while we heard professional announcers tell us what was coming up on that network. In this blanket of words, and in this mystery, I find myself gently falling asleep. Johnny Dollar has tucked me into bed for years. And if I can help somebody fall asleep, get through the day, or listen to something engaging on a long drive, please let me be the first one to recommend. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bakoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Peter Healy, Emilio Oliveira, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Matt Reynolds, Sean Kelly, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. I listen to enough Yours Truly Johnny Dollar that every once in a while I start to think, maybe I should do radio drama. And funnily enough, I did. I actually performed in a radio dramatization of a Kurt Vonnegut novel in college. It was part of a student's final project, and he brought about 25 of us basically off the street to play all sorts of different characters. I was fascinated about how we were all arranged with this poor director student moving between us, trying to aim us so that we wouldn't be able to be heard by others. I played three different characters at various points. I found it fascinating. But radio wasn't for me at the time. Visual stories were where I thought it was at. But as time goes on, and I think about my options, my tools, my opportunities, maybe we'll see something from me that brings the imagination of a castle in the air to the table.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Tim Connors, John boy. Congratulate me.
Congratulations, Tim. What for?
I just had another boy. 7 pounds, 12 ounces. Hey, you like cigars?
Sure.
Well, come on down, pick one up. Oh, maybe you better pack a suitcase, too. I got one for you out in Culver, Montana.
Where is that?
I just told you. Out in Montana somewhere. We have a debt policyholder there named Henderson.
Henderson, huh?
Yeah. Now, we don't know if he was murdered, committed suicide, or had an accident.
Well, what does it look like?
All three.